taking a deep breath in. And as you exhale, gently allow your eyes to close. Breathing in and out, relaxing all the muscles in your upper body, starting to feel all the tension leaving your body now, just steadily breathing in and out. And as you now imagine a beautiful beam of white or rainbow light, I'd like you to imagine it flowing down from the heavens and into the top of your head. Picture it streaming down in a long, continuous flow, moving down through the atmosphere into the center of your crown. Imagine this rich, healing light is coming down, healing and nurturing all of your seven chakras along the way. This light will travel through each chakra, entering at the crown at the top of your head and finishing at the base of your spine. So now, as you imagine this beautiful beam of light, healing light, it enters the crown chakra, right at the top of your head. The thousand petal lotus, the colors of violet and gold and white, the body-mind connection with your brain, and your connection of all the elements of water, air, earth, and fire. This chakra represents your connection of the purest form of being. A healthy crown chakra will take you toward pure consciousness and unity with universal energy. It's the chakra of enlightenment. So as you imagine a beautiful light feeding and purifying that shimmering gold, rich violet and pure white, that lotus at the top of your crown. And then as that light starts to travel further from your crown chakra and toward your brow, right between your brows is your third eye, the 96 petal lotus, located at your forehead, just above the bridge of your nose, and extending from the front to the back of your head. Imagine that light feeding indigo, magenta, deep, rich blue violet into your brow chakra, the body-mind connection with your face and eyes, your ears and sinuses, all being fed with this beautiful indigo magenta light, connecting again to all the elements, earth, air, water, fire. All of the senses are included in this. Your intuition, representing the knowledge and awareness of your being, taking you beyond an active mind and intellect to a deeper understanding. This beautiful indigo magenta light feeding that chakra will increase your capacity for visualization, the trust in your intuition, the ability to see beyond the surface. It functions as your all-important inner screen, It's a portal for all that you will see. The chakra of wisdom that is available to all of us. Beyond your conscious mind, this is your doorway to your subconscious mind. Feeding your brow chakra with beautiful indigo, magenta light, and creating that inner screen will activate and strengthen all of your visions, help you create all of the positive situations that you want. To increase the power of your brow chakra with that beautiful indigo, magenta light. And now, feel that light as it moves down through the chakra of your crown, the brow chakra, and down to the throat. The 16 petal lotus, located over your throat, and extending from back to the front of your neck. Feel that white and rainbow light, feeling bright sky blue, like the bluest sky you've ever seen. Sending that beautiful sky blue light into the throat chakra. This is connecting your voice, your verbal expression, your ability to communicate, your desire to communicate the way you want to communicate. It also controls your sense of hearing, the way you hear things, and the way you express yourself. A healthy throat chakra improves your self-expression so that you may be truthful and clear. And it also aids knowing when to be silent and listen to others or your own inner voice. It's the chakra of communication. So as you see that beautiful white healing light, sending bright sky blue, the brightest blue you've ever seen, into your throat chakra, you feel it exploding with happiness. And as that white light moves further down through your body, it meets the heart chakra, the 12 petal lotus, located above the lower sternum in the center of your chest. And extending right through your chest to between the shoulder blades. The colours of emerald green and the most beautiful pink you've ever seen. As you feel the white light sending emerald green and pink light into your heart chakra, connecting your heart and chest and lungs, your circulation, and connecting you with the element of air. The sense of touch is governed by a healthy heart chakra. Feel that white light coming down through the crown, down through the brow, through the throat, and sending beautiful pink and emerald green light into the heart chakra. This represents the ability to give and receive love freely and unconditionally. When healthy, it allows you to feel compassion for yourself and others and experience the pure joy of living. It's the chakra of feeling empathy with all other living beings. So now, imagine that beautiful emerald green and pink light feeding your heart chakra. Feel it exploding with joy and love. And as that beautiful white light moves down from the universe, through your crown, violet, white and gold, your brow chakra, indigo, magenta, your throat, sky blue, and your heart chakra, pink and emerald green, and now down to the solar plexus chakra, the 10-petal lotus, located in the center of your midriff and going all the way through to your back. Golden, yellow, beautiful golden yellow light coming from the universe being sent into your solar plexus chakra, controlling your stomach and your nervous system, your gut feeling, your instinct. Feel that beautiful golden yellow as it fills your chakra, connecting you with fire and helping your sense of sight, representing the way in which you present yourself to the world, bringing an attitude of abundance to all the material needs in your life, and promoting acceptance of yourself. This is the I Am chakra, and it's connected to your development as an individual. And feeling that beautiful white light moving through your system, through your crown chakra, down past your brow, into your throat chakra, heart chakra, into your solar plexus. And now moving down to your navel chakra, the 6-petal lotus, located at the lower abdomen just below the navel, and extending through to the small of your back. Beautiful orange light emitting from your navel chakra, as it's filled from that beam of pure white light. Bright orange light connecting you with your kidneys and bladder. Your lymph and reproductive organs, the element of water, the sense of taste, all governed by this navel chakra as it's fed beautiful bright orange light. Filling it with joy. This navel chakra enhances creativity of life. It allows you to be open to the flow of energy between male and female. It enhances a balanced approach, nurturing your emotions. It's the chakra of family, relationships, and belonging. As the beautiful white light feeds orange into the navel chakra, you feel nurtured. A connection to family. You feel a belonging. And as this beautiful white light moves down through all your chakras, you feel this light now moving further down and reaching the base chakra. The 4-petal lotus located at the base of the spine, right between the legs. Rich crimson red, the brightest red you can imagine, connecting the blood and the muscles and the building of the cells, connecting you to the element earth, controlling the sense of smell. This base chakra with its beautiful red crimson tones represents your will to live and survive, your connection to Mother Earth, your connection to nature. A healthy base chakra keeps you in tune with the natural cycles of life, helps you to thrive and prosper. Keeps you centered and grounded. It's the chakra of human physical form embracing physical life. So as you feel the beautiful white light moving down through the crown, behind the brow, through the throat, moving into the heart, solar plexus, further down to the navel and sending crimson red light into the base chakra, filling it up. And you feel that energy moving through your system as the rainbow of light cleanses your chakras. Breathing deeply and relaxing so that you enjoy this process. It takes very little effort, and it's more about just allowing it to happen. Along the way, this light is traveling through each of your chakras, entering at the crown and finishing at the base. Feel the energy vibrating, cleansing, balancing, healing. Laying there for a moment and just enjoying this process as the white light runs through each and every chakra. Let the white light shine. Running through the lengths of your body, this beam of light will be cylindrical now, like a pipe or a tube, and flow through the center of your body in front of your spine. Once it reaches your base chakra, now let it branch out and continue down through your hips, down both legs, passing through the upper legs, knees, lower legs and ankles, till it reaches the soles of your feet. From there, picture the white light reforming into one branch again and flowing down through the floor and into the earth, all the way to the earth's core. Connecting your channel to the earth's core is so important because it helps you keep grounded. It's about bringing your divine guidance into everyday life. Laying there for a moment and becoming acquainted with having a connected, active channel. Now you have the universal white light flowing through you from top to bottom, connecting through you from the cosmos to the core of the earth. The next step gives you an even stronger connection to the earth's nurturing energy. Mother Earth is a soul and a spirit in her own right, the source of great wisdom. By tapping into her, we can tap into our own wisdom. So now, from the core of the earth, imagine beautiful, rich red light, the color of a fine red wine, traveling back up towards you. All the while, the white light from above is vibrant and energizing, and the red light from the earth is warm, comforting, nurturing. Feel it flow up through the soles of your feet and moving all the way up through your channel, legs, hips, core of your body, all the way up to your head, until it flows up through the crown chakra and into the cosmos. Keeping breathing deeply and steadily, giving yourself a moment to become reacquainted with this flow of energy. Now you have the white light flowing down through your channel and through all the chakras, working beautifully, and the warm red light flowing up. These two energies will flow simultaneously without getting in each other's way. So just take a few moments breathing and feeling this beautiful flow of energy. The white light from the heavens and the warm, nurturing red light from the earth You can always feel this when you need it. Any time you feel blocked or any time you wish to strengthen your channel, clear your chakras. All you need to do is take a deep breath. And as you breathe in, visualize bringing in the nurturing energy of the earth up through your feet, legs and body, all the way up into the sky. And with your out breath, visualize white light and energy traveling down from the universe via your channel, through your entire body back down into the earth. Doing this several times and imagining each inhalation and exhalation draws in more of this energy and light, helping to clear, expand, strengthen. So do that a few times now. In. And feel the energy from the earth move up through your body and breathe out and imagine the white light from the universe moving down through your body. And now when you're ready, imagine your channel filled with light. Feel yourself being energized and uplifted by this wonderful healing light, and ask that it connects you with your real, true self. Feel the light moving in and out. There's no wrong way. Just do what feels good to you and trust. And now I'd like you to use your imagination and see a big, blank, flat movie screen, like at a cinema, but you're in a screen. By allowing a stream of that light to go into the inner surface of your brow, behind your forehead, let a stream of color or light that you choose clean the screen for you, there inside your forehead. Don't try to see anything on the screen. Just imagine it being created and prepared for you in the most perfect way you can. You may notice this area feels thick or cloudy, or maybe your forehead starts to feel heavy or light. Thoughts may flicker. Just let them fade away. Because just like you, the inner screen can become overwhelmed with worry, emotions, and the clutter of your mind. So ask the flow of color and light to come and clear all the obstructions away so that you can picture the clear inner screen. Use your imagination to picture that big white movie screen or a flat screen plasma TV, anything you can see images on. Maybe you imagine a cloth wiping the screen clean or a breeze blowing away the old fog from the rational mind, blowing away any limiting beliefs or lack of confidence in your abilities. You can even invite a famous person to unveil your screen, pull a cord to open the curtains. There's no right or wrong way to do this. Just follow what feels good for you and trust that it's being done. In the beginning, it's hard to make out the images coming on the screen. So give it your full attention and do the very best you can. Once you've cleared your inner screen, start to reconnect with the screen and allow yourself to be confident that the screen is now clear and ready. Ready for you to create the images you desire. Imagine all the things that you want to happen in your nearest future. Visualize it as clearly as you can. Feel the feelings that you would feel. Say the things you might say. Get the strongest feeling that you can of being in that picture on the screen, and make it play out the way you'd like it to. Play this 100% in your mind, the whole picture. See yourself in that screen exactly the way you'd be acting. Acting the way you would if this had already happened. Turn up the color. Turn up the volume. Now I'd like you to step out of that picture. I want you to be sitting in a chair and looking at the screen and see yourself. And I want you to watch yourself play this out exactly the way you want this to happen. See yourself at ease. See the joy on your face, knowing exactly what to do. Totally at ease and confident. And now I'd like you to jump back into that screen and see and feel and hear the things that you'd see and feel and hear in this positive outcome of your desires, your dreams and goals. Take a moment now and play it out on your inner screen as many times as you wish. And now, all your chakras are clean and balanced, and all your energy is flowing beautifully. Now you've learned to do this. You can experience it any time you like. It only takes a few moments to bring the white light into your chakras. And you can play out your perfect outcome on your inner screen any time you wish, changing it as you move forward. And now, I'd like you to clear that inner screen and move back towards the light. Imagine the white light is still flowing from the heavens into your crown chakra, brow, throat, heart, solar plexus, navel, and down to the base chakra. And now we'll close off the top of your crown chakra, keeping all that healing, pure energy inside your body, keeping you balanced. That's right. And in a moment, I'll emerge you. I'd like you to remember all the things you've done today. And remember, you can do this anytime you like. Just clear your inner screen and imagine a perfect outcome. So now, as you start to feel the energy running through your fingers and toes, and feel yourself coming up to your full awareness, feeling all that beautiful energy inside you. And as I count to three, you'll open your eyes and see how great you feel. One, still relaxed and calm. Two, feeling like your eyes under your eyelids have been washed by a pure mountain stream. And three, opening your eyes and feel how good you feel.